Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com, join their team today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on your Twitter. Thank you if you're following. If not, follow today. Thank you for that. Joined by Jason Bishop.
Should have worn the Caps jersey. I don't know why you wouldn't. I looked at it and I just said, you know what?
I don't know why you wouldn't be a jersey bro with me on a Tuesday.
I should have texted you.
Maybe if they win tonight.
If they win tonight, you must wear Caps gear tomorrow as a celebration.
Promise.
Well, tomorrow would be a wacky jersey Wednesday.
Yes, it would be apropos.
If you want to bring it back.
Yeah, we'd have to break that back out. John Paul Flame is here. I don't even know if he owns any jerseys at this point.
I have jerseys of each of the teams, Cakes.
Look at you. Very good. You know what? Monumental's been very nice. He's given us cool Bali jerseys. I believe they gave me this Ovi that I'm wearing instead of a beater replica that I have hanging in my closet. So thank you. It's much appreciated. Eric Bickle, I know, has a just plethora of jerseys.
I got a bunch.
So many.
Valdez, I gave you $20. I thought I was getting my jersey back.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on. Oh, they're out of town that 1 week on the West Coast. I'll follow up today.
Okay. Thank you.
Hold on. You're doing a jersey lending bit with Valdez?
No. Somebody got one for me, and I got it labeled and whatever. Oh,
okay. He left it somewhere. I ended up getting it signed for him.
I know the details.
Yeah, so I
got it signed by Big Silly.
Well, I actually didn't need it signed.
I know there was a nice gesture that was being done.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know.
That's very nice. Last night, biggest game of the year. Tonight, biggest game of the year for your Washington Capitals. They got a win at home in the home finale at Capital One Arena. Dominating performance last night, especially defensively. I mean, they basically choked the life out of the Bruins last night. Didn't allow a lot of shots on Charlie Lindgren.
16,
I think 8 through the first 40 minutes of the game. Carlson Potts won early. Dowder gets the empty netter to seal it with, I think, like 15 or 20 seconds left.
Mm-hmm. Think about this, Cakes. That game was going so comfortably for the Caps. They were up 1-0 with about 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
And I told my daughter was watching with my wife, and I said, you know what? I'm going to go take a shower.
You were that comfortable?
I was like, I think this is fine. I'm going to go take a shower. Just let me know if anything crazy happens. I heard them hooting and hollering when they scored the empty netter.
I was kind of comfortable, but
I was actually comfortable.
I would have been better off had the Caps converted on one of the other numerous chances they had. I mean, they were just assaulting Swayman, the Bruins goalie, all night. They just couldn't put a second one past him until they pulled him for the extra man.
I watched the first period, and I felt a little bit concerned because, you know, it was only 1-0.
Right.
I didn't feel as confident as Bickle.
Mm-hmm.
but I was also checking scores, the other games, and I saw that the Canadians were up 2-1.
Right.
I felt pretty good about that, but I saw that the Pens were up 2-0 the first period. So I said, oh, I mean, it's just, it's going to come down to the third. I couldn't watch all three periods like you.
Right.
So I got up in the middle of the night and checked the phone at 1:32 in the morning.
Yeah.
It was 1:32.
And you saw the two next to the Caps logo, and then you saw a donut next to the Bruins logo.
Well, what I did was I checked my betting app.
Okay, good.
My FanDuel app.
Yes.
And I bet $77 on the Bruins last night.
Okay, very
And I
nice.
Saw what my total was, and right. I saw that it was down. So I said, okay.
Well, I'm glad
I was,
you lost
I was happy
money.
About that.
You were actually happy. You bought the win.
I'm very happy.
I bought the win.
Are you going to do it again today?
I'm going to do it again. Yeah.
Yeah, because last night was the BGOTY, biggest game of the year.
Yep.
Now that's in the rearview mirror. Biggest game of the year tonight in Philadelphia. If the Capitals win against the Flyers, they advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah.
They're in. Now, there are other scenarios where the Caps can get in.
It's very confusing.
It's kind of convoluted, but the simplest scenario is beat the Flyers on the road, last game of the season, you punch your ticket to the Stanley Cup playoffs, where they would draw their former coach, Peter Laviolette, and the New York Rangers.
That would be awesome.
In round one. So here are the other scenarios tonight for the Caps as far as advancing into the playoffs.
All right, Caps win, in.
Caps win, they're in. That is scenario one. That is the best and cleanest way for them to make the playoffs.
All right, if the Caps lose, what has to happen for them to get in?
All right, here's where it gets weird. If the Red Wings win, the Red Wings are still alive because they came back last night against Montreal.
Yeah, they did, 5-4, yeah.
If the Red Wings win and the Capitals lose, they're in the playoffs.
The Red Wings are.
I believe that's correct. Yes,
well,
that's correct.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah, this is from Russian Machine Never Breaks, has the playoff scenarios.
Right.
If the Pens win and the Caps and Red Wings lose, then the Penguins are in the playoffs.
Okay.
If all three teams lose in regulation, the Flyers are in the playoffs. You know what?
So
my foggy brain read that incorectly during the,
yeah,
the lead up to the show.
Yeah.
I was reading it as
the Flyers can get in if they win.
In regulation.
Correct.
They can't allow the Caps to get a point.
Correct.
In overtime.
Because right now the Flyers trail by 2.
Yes.
The Penguins trail by 1.
Right.
The Islanders clinched.
Islanders have, yeah, this is for the wild card.
So this is all about the wild card.
There's no Metro Division up for grabs anymore. The Islanders are officially in.
All right, so if the Caps, Pens, and Wings lose, and Philly, and the Caps-Philly game goes is in regulation.
Yes.
Philly's in.
Then the Flyers advance.
Okay. Now, if the Caps, Pittsburgh, Detroit all lose, but the Caps game goes into overtime, who gets in?
If all three teams lose and the Caps get a point?
Correct.
As long as the other teams don't get a point, I believe it's the Caps that
yeah,
make
so
the
Yeah, so if
playoffs.
Pittsburgh and Detroit lose, then the Caps get in if it's an overtime loss?
I believe that's correct.
Because they'll have 90 points, and that would be more than the other teams, yeah.
And as of now, the Penguins hold the first tiebreaker and lead in regulation wins among the four still alive teams.
Just tell me tomorrow.
Man, this is
just
crazy.
Just tell me tomorrow. Or, you know, text me.
When's the last
need,
time?
I need to tell you tomorrow. If the Caps win tonight,
then
you're going to know that they're in.
Right.
All right, so the only two ways the Caps are going to the playoffs are if they win or if they lose in overtime and Pittsburgh and Detroit lose.
I have to confirm that last part, but I know the first part is correct. Just take care of business against the Flyers, beat them on the road, they advance into the playoffs.
Man, when's the last time in the NHL it came down to four teams – the last game of the
year.
You're
all just jockeying and battling.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened before, but
sure it happens a decent amount. So your current playoff percentages per money puck, they've got Washington at 42.8%.
Yep.
Seems low. Detroit 36.7%. Pittsburgh 14.6%.
And the Flyers the best of 6%.
Those. We're the best of all those, though.
Best by 6 percentage points.
Do you like the fact that Washington had to play a tough game, emotional game, physical game, hop on a plane or a train? I don't know how they get to Philly.
I don't love that they have to play back-to-back games.
And Philly was off last night.
I don't love it. What I do like is that Charlie Lindgren was not really tested that much last night.
Right.
He should be fresh. There's 1,000% chance that he gets the call tonight. There's no way you're going to Kemper, even though I know that usually coaches want to give their goaltender, their starter, a rest if you have back-to-back games.
Mm-hmm.
But not when it's the last game of the season and not when it's for a playoff berth.
Right.
You got to stick with Lindgren.
Oh, of course.
Got to stick with Chucky. He has carried the Caps to this point. He's got to carry him. He's got to drag him across the finish line. I believe his six shutouts lead the league, too. Had another one last night.
Has the audience, have they latched on to this? Obviously, Caps fans that are the diehards, the ones that go to the games, mm-hmm. that watch every game, they're locked in. But has the casual Caps fan locked in on this playoff push?
I don't know if they have.
I don't know. We could touch
base with
them. I don't
know if there have been casual eyeballs that have been jumping on late.
Because I feel a little buzz here. I saw the stat yesterday they flashed of Carberry in his last 28 games, well, now 29 games. I think he's 16-10-3, something
right.
like that. And that's a mm-hmm. Caps record, obviously. It's pretty good.
It's amazing. They had to pull up two guys from the minors?
They had to pull up. I know Dylan McElrath came up. There might have been a second. I can't recall who that was because they've suffered some injuries of late. Rasmus Sandin has been out. John Carlson has been logging really heavy minutes.
Right. Scored again last night.
Defensive spots. Scored the first goal last night.
Has the most goals.
Jensen isn't going to play tonight either because of the going into the boards against Tampa
correct.
A couple nights ago.
Correct.
So they're doing it shorthanded.
They were talking about a pregame about the kids that the young guys that are playing. Iorio,
I think he's made like seven or eight starts.
Vincent Iorio?
Yeah, that's the other guy they called up. His name was escaping
me. He's 21 years old.
Yeah.
Have they played Philly just twice this year?
I'd have to look at their
The last matchup mm-hmm. against Philly was March 1st that I can see. Winner 5-2.
Mm.
Before that, I see a game in December, which they lost in shootout 4-3 in Philly.
It's probably the only two times they played them. Probably played them three times.
Interesting. Well, it's for all the marbles. This is what we wanted a month ago when we were grasping that it could get down. We said it was going to probably get to the Flyers game.
Yeah.
We joked biggest game of the year. I think at one point, Cake said biggest game of the year is going to be the Philly game.
89. So even if they win, they'll have 91, and that'll be 1 point short of what Joe B thought it would take to get in there.
Man, I just some of those games that they gagged away, like uh-huh. the game against the Coyotes, like a month or month and a half ago at home. Like Coyotes were at the end of a long road trip. The Caps could use those 2 points right now. They could use the 2 points instead of the 1 point they got against Ottawa, like last week at home. Those are just points that just went by the wayside, but. That you can't do anything about them now. Now you just have to go out and beat Philly on their ice. But
all right,
they actually have a chance to make the playoffs too.
I have 200 in bonus bets on FanDuel. FanDuel is now live in D.C. by the way.
That's
I can place wagers right now.
I think you should.
Philly's -150 tonight. I think I'm just going to put all 200 of the bonus bets on Philly.
I kind of like it.
It'll pay 133.
I mean, I don't really like it, but I hope you lose all your bonus
lose
bet
it.
Money.
I want to lose it.
I want you to have zero bonus bet dollars.
It's free money. I mean,
right.
I talked to my man Jack from FanDuel yesterday, and I said, I'm going to put a big wager on Philly because I want the Caps to make the playoffs.
Right.
So can you hook me with more bonus bets? He said, let me see what I can do. And an hour later, I had $300 in bonus
bets. Very good. Look at that. Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
So, Mr. Bickle, I'm putting 200, all 200 of the bonus bets on Philly right now.
All right.
You like that?
Sure.
Click in.
I'm praying that your bonus bet column it just has nothing but zeros across
told,
it. Looks like Robert Parrish.
Man, it's gonna be hard to watch.
Can you commit to watching the entire game tonight?
No.
Can you do that? I mean, it's the biggest game of the year, Jason.
No, but I'll watch the first period, and then I'll fall asleep, and then I'll get up in the middle of the night, and I'll check my phone.
First period ends at like
7:45.
Last night it ended about 7:50.
Yep. He's got it down to military precision.
Did you turn the lights out and go night-night?
Yeah, man. My body was just like, you're done.
I hope
the melatonin had already kicked in.
That's what I hope the Caps do to the Flyers. Put them night-night like right. that dude did at the end of the UFC matchup.
Yeah. Put that dude to sleep.
I mean, if
that's what I want the Caps to do to the Flyers.
If the second period started right away, if there wasn't an intermission, I could stay up on it. But
right.
The intermission seems like it lasts
solid
an hour.
15 minutes.
But it seems like an hour when you're tired.
I think it's like 15-ish minutes.
So, oh, man, it's going to be big.
Well, hopefully everybody gets behind it and they can go on a little run here. That'd be amazing. They've done a damn good job considering they were sellers and they've had streaks, good and bad, but they're on
biased.
A good streak right now.
I'm very biased. If the Caps make the playoffs, Carbs, coach of the year. he's going to get consideration for it. I don't know whether he'll win it or not.
Yeah.
He'll definitely get votes.
Right.
If I had a vote, I'd vote right now. Coach of the year.
If he gets in the playoffs, I don't know why he wouldn't win it.
I mean, we had Tarik El-Bashir on last week or the week before. He'll join us later today at 9 a.m. He said that Coach Carberry gets this team to the playoff, wills them to the playoffs. He should be the coach of the year.
Again.
I mean, I'm guessing Coach Lav's going to get a lot of votes because, you know, they have the best record in hockey. So usually that usually helps.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, he's been unbelievable.
16-10-3 in the last.
With all the injuries, all the issues.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Making trades, trading away some of your best
dealing
players.
Dealing away a 20-goal scorer in Anthony Mantha.
Losing Kuzi. Dealing with Kuzi.
Willie was out for 6 or 7 games.
Oshie's injury.
Your top goalie's now on the bench. You're playing Lindgren every night.
Oh, it's pretty remarkable.
There's a lot going on. All right, so we will talk to Tarik El-Bashir coming up at 9 a.m. as the Caps ready to take on the Flyers in the final game of the regular season. We'll also talk some Commanders with John Keim. He will be on the show at 7 a.m. When we come back, we will touch on a detail about Drab T-Shirt's trip to Spain. He forgot something pretty important on the way to the airport. We'll talk about that next here on
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan. John Keim will join us at 7 a.m. He spoke with Commanders head coach Dan Quinn for the John Keim podcast recently. We'll get into that at 7.
So I got a text yesterday as I was driving. This is one of the more hysterical texts I've ever got from a pretty tech-savvy guy.
Okay.
In fact, he works like in tech.
Okay.
Okay. He said, "Hey, buddy, just a random thought. I know you have no control over it, but I also know you love tech stuff. Heading to Vegas this morning. It would have been awesome to have been able to download the episode this morning and listen to it on the plane without using Wi-Fi. Probably zero on the Odyssey project list." And I went, "You mean like a podcast? You mean like a downloadable podcast?"
Right.
And he said, "Yeah." I said, "We've been doing it for almost 20 years.
Right.
20 years.
This is allegedly a tech guy?
Yeah. The problem is he just hears us promote the Odyssey app all the time.
Okay, yeah.
And you don't really see, like, you don't use the Odyssey app for podcasting. It's just 24-hour sort of listen to the show as it's happening or within the last 24 hours. You understand?
Yeah.
He didn't understand that we've been podcasting. How many are there people out there? This guy's been listening to the show since we've done it.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know we had podcasts.
So he's never
downloaded. What he described is a podcast.
So he's never.
If that guy's tech savvy, then
he works with tech.
then I'm Bill Gates and Steve Jobs all wrapped into
one. But he was just, like, gets locked in on the Odyssey app as his way that he consumes the show.
Right.
You sure he wasn't just confused about yesterday? Because I saw on social media somebody claimed that our podcast wasn't up yesterday.
No, no. He had no idea.
And it was up.
No, I was going back and forth. He had no idea that we've been doing this.
Gotcha. So his only way of consuming the product was
with
through the Odyssey app. He didn't realize you could go. I mean, we want you to use the Odyssey app.
Sure.
It's available.
There's a million ways you can consume the show. You can watch it on Monumental.
Yeah.
You can download the podcast. I mean, how about this? Just listen to the radio.
I know. It's wacky.
That's actually the best way for us.
Concept.
Right. I don't know. I was stunned that he didn't think that we were podcasting the show in 2024.
Do we know this person? I know this person?
Yeah, Gino.
Yeah, I definitely know that person.
When in fact, we've probably been podcasting this show longer than anyone.
And in our company, which has over 250 radio stations, we're the number one podcasted show.
Yeah.
More than national shows. Had over a million downloads last month.
I'll give CK credit. He was like sort of the first on it and said it was important. And then, do you know that there have been many times, and we always forget this, through our company's history, where they've tried to cancel our podcast?
Right.
Did you know that? And CK fought for us. And we would fight for it.
Yeah.
And they would say, we're not going to do that anymore. And then we would go, okay. And they just never cancel it.
Yeah.
I just love all the dollars that have poured in because of the podcast.
Yeah, I'm stinking rich.
Not to us.
I know.
But to the company, certainly.
I don't know if it came to the company either. I
think it's starting to.
It's starting to trickle
20
in.
Years late.
Okay.
But, just stunning to me.
Stunning donkiness from him.
How'd you not know we've been podcasting the show? So yes, you can consume the podcast. Now I will say this: it's a little trickier for me to find my podcast now because I was a Google Podcast guy, and now they've eliminated Google Podcasts, and I guess they want you to go to YouTube Music or something. That's where they're hosting podcasts now.
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys don't do that.
Yeah.
But we can get the podcast
for. Yeah, formerly Google Podcast, now like YouTube Music, Amazon. Right.
I think Mars like hyping up the competition.
What a dumping him.
I'm saying you can find it anywhere. You can literally, if you have any podcast.
But I think one of those things I don't think you can.
He's looking around like, where's Draft? What's going on?
Can we get him back already?
Yeah. No, but basically
you can do it,
anywhere.
You can do it anywhere. Just type in the Sports Junkies in your search feed and it'll come up.
Right.
And whatever podcasting method you use, it will come up.
I mean, it just highlighted to me that if Gino doesn't understand this, there must be a large portion of our audience, or he's just a spectacular idiot.
He might just.
I would probably say the latter.
Yeah. It's,
I don't know Gino that well. I've seen him, over the years at poker tournaments.
He's a smart guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
Gino Heffy.
Yeah.
Heffy.
Yeah. I haven't talked to him in years.
So apparently our friend Gino lost his brain on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
He couldn't figure out how to do a podcast.
Well, someone else lost his brain too.
Valdez, can you update us on Drab's travel fiasco from yesterday? Because I didn't know about this until I saw the outline, but it is a bit of a knee slapper.
Drab, I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, he just leaves a bunch of stuff laying around.
Yeah,
like his keys all
the
time.
He's the king of like if you walk around this studio or maybe where the production studio, like if there's a wallet on the ground or somebody's keys have fallen on the ground, odds are they're Drab's.
Because Drab's like a little, he's a little disorganized. He's a little disorganized when it comes to his essentials.
Yeah, correct.
So yesterday he left kind of early because my guess is he had to pack and get all ready for his flight to Spain.
Right,
which I believe left at night,
5 o'clock.
Five p.m.
Yeah, okay.
I think he was slated to land in Dublin around midnight.
And he was flying out of Dulles.
I think he's just landing now into whatever city in Spain he's going to. Malaga. Maybe.
And
Marbella, I don't know, something like that. Starts with an M.
So he's running out of here. I had him cut a cameo with me before he left.
It was the longest cameo ever. You guys give people their money.
We do give bang for their buck.
For the cameos, I'll give you that.
I don't know.
Walking by, then they were doing the cameo.
Yeah.
And Valdez, I could see they were doing something. So I didn't know they were doing a cameo. And Valdez says, hey, say hi to Andy. I thought they were just.
I said hi to him, too.
I said, who's Andy?
Andy, 47 years old, I believe, loves Coors Light.
No, yeah. No, I said, who's Andy? Yeah.
So maybe it's kind of my fault for distracting him and hustling him around.
Mm-hmm.
So he left, and then apparently on J.P. Finley and B. Mitch's show, or J.P. Finley found a wallet on the ground.
Okay.
And he opened it up. And there it is, Matt Cahill,
mm-hmm.
driver's license, credit cards, and everything. So he's flying to Spain in, I don't know, 5 hours.
Yes.
He's already heading towards Aldi, mm-hmm. which is probably 50 minutes from here.
Yeah.
And he forgot his wallet before an international flight.
Mm.
Yeah, and good luck boarding an airplane without your wallet.
Well, technically,
you got the passport.
Technically, Drab could leave the wallet here, and I think he'd be okay because he has his passport.
Right.
I
mean, your credit cards are in your wallet.
Yeah, you they are. But you could always use your Google Pay or Apple Pay if you have that set up.
Or maybe
or
his wife.
Traveling in
or his wife. Yeah. Or Sarah could use her cards.
Or his parents.
Or his parents.
Because they're paying for everything else.
Yeah, to be honest with you, that's what the first thing that crossed my mind. Is that it's convenient? Is that it's convenient of Drab to leave his wallet at home?
Yes.
Before, well, you thought he did it on purpose
before a vacation, so mommy and daddy can pay for all the paella.
You actually thought it could be methodical.
The boys talk about charging things on the credit card to mess with him.
Right?
Did they go through with it? They all said that.
No,
I think they agreed
think they
to a $50 limit. Each of the guys on the show are going to charge $50 via Amazon.
Yeah, that's your penalty
using Cahill's card
for leaving your wallet just lying around like on the floor.
I don't think they went through and did that. And to be honest, I don't know if Drab came back and got it. So I checked all of the secret locations around here.
Yeah,
and I didn't see it.
B. Mitch also said that he might drive it to him. Because he lives close.
My guess is he got it from B. Mitch.
Yeah.
But I actually think it was very convenient of Drab.
But isn't
to leave
that also cutting
it close?
Like if B. Mitch is leaving here at 2 o'clock or 2:30
mm-hmm.
and Drab's flight is at 5 p.m.
He probably had to be there by 3.
Like, yeah, he's got to do like international check in, like that. You're supposed to be at the airport like 2 or 3 hours early.
Right. Well, he definitely made it because I saw he did, he had a photo of Sarah at the airport, right? Where they're, you know, they're waiting for the plane. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It's probably a no harm, no foul situation.
Yeah, but it is a donk move though to be leaving
a
wallet.
A total donk move.
Look, I had to make a turnaround at the Roadhouse premiere because I left my credit card in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a donk move.
Yeah,
it's a donk move.
If you wanted to order food, they had a kiosk. The problem is. The food wasn't ordered, and I started talking to Robert Waters, who's a longtime mm-hmm. listener of the show. He also left his credit card.
Yeah.
And then it was just a whole debacle.
Mm. I see.
Ultimately, I retrieved the
card. I lost my freaking AirPods, knockoff AirPods thingies. I don't know where they are.
Didn't one of you drive to the wrong airport?
I have.
This guy.
Oh, that was you.
Okay. I've done
it twice. You went to Reagan when you should have been Dulles.
In my lifetime, I've done it twice.
That might be more donk than leaving your wallet.
Trust me.
But the good news is because I'm always playing so early, I've made both flights.
Ever since he's done that, I'm very OCD about, now I don't fly a lot, but when I do fly,
right.
I check that airport code probably a dozen times.
Right, what's the airport code for Reagan?
DCA.
Yeah.
DCA, and the one for Dulles is IAD.
You know BWIs.
BWI is pretty simple.
Yeah. That one's easy.
I don't know why I got that confused that one time. I don't know. Weird.
BWI, I hate parking.
It's kind of a donk.
I hate parking in one of those economy parkings where you're driving around the circle. You feel like you're in like a Jason Bourne movie.
Mm-hmm.
You go 8 levels up,
yeah.
and you're definitely dizzy by the time you get to the top.
Yeah,
I find that one the easiest of the three.
Which one?
BWI.
Just
for me. I don't know.
I try to avoid BWI for whatever reason. I prefer Dulles and Reagan.
Hmm.
I think BWI is the top of my list.
It yeah,
is.
That's yeah. my number one seed.
My
one
BWI seed. Is my one seed.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. Dulles,
you know my
I
one
everything
seed.
Is.
Yeah. I know your one seed.
Yeah.
I just love that Jason still gets like a limo from Chariots for Hire for a 5-minute ride to ID.
I haven't done that in a long time.
Do you work with Chariots? Do you still work with them? Like,
I mean, they're awesome, and I know the owners; they're great.
He either gets a Chariot,
Courtney West,
or he knows like somebody that works like in an office. It's like 5 seconds away from Dallas, where you can just park. At the office.
Yeah.
Like a printer. Like some sort of printer.
But I never go anywhere. I haven't had to use Chariots to get to, I never go anywhere.
Aren't you going to Pebble?
Yeah, but.
When are you going to Nashville?
Going to Nashville Labor Day weekend.
Nice. Finally going through with it.
Yeah. So I will have to maybe
get
chairs. Where are you
staying? Don't throw any chairs off.
I got a hotel. Yeah.
Rooftops. Don't pull a Morgan Wallen.
I promise not to do that.
Behave yourself.
Hold on.
Are you staying right there in downtown?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the hotel. Must be a pretty nice one, right in downtown.
Mm-hmm. You're probably the one, like, you know, right next to the Hall of Fame.
You know who also is going to be in Nashville Labor Day weekend when I'm there?
You're there for a football game, right?
I'm there for Hokies and Vanderbilt, yeah. But I've also never been to Nashville.
You're two birds, one stone.
OAR performing Saturday of Labor Day weekend in Nashville.
Oh, where are they performing?
I don't know.
You're going to go?
I'll tell you. I'll look at their tour itinerary.
Kind of depends on what time they start and then what time the game is, and
that's one where you should reach out to either Mark Roberts or Richard on, like, hey man, I'm in Nashville.
Oh, I already texted Mark.
Pair of tickets.
I already texted him. Yeah. Didn't hear back though.
Yeah, not yet. You've thrown it out there, which I love.
Actually, they might play Sunday. Maybe they'll play Sunday, not Saturday, but I'm not sure.
I'm actively looking at their tour dates.
Oh, okay.
Am I wrong on
that?
Hold on. Nashville, Tennessee, September 1, Ryman Auditorium.
There you go.
I can tell you this. You're probably staying near the Country Music Hall of Fame, which may be something that you're not interested in because you're not really a country music guy.
No, but I would go.
Save your money.
Oh, okay.
It's not that. It's kind of nubs.
Okay, let me guess. A bunch of cowboy hats and old guitars.
Well, it's just a bunch of, a bunch of little stations, but there's nothing really great there. And a lot of them are like older country artists that you know.
You're big into like Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, really. Dolly Parton era.
Merle Haggard.
All the people that were, that played the Grand Ole Opry or something. Right. Like, you know.
Look at those pulls from you, Cakes. Those country
My dad
pulls.
Was a country music guy growing up, so I know some of the old schoolers.
Yeah.
Or your daughter is going to drop so much coin at the Stetson factory.
Need a legit cowboy hat.
Yeah, all the women bought cowboy boots when we were there. There's a place where you could get like buy one, get two free. Now,
those got to be the numbers.
The one's got to be like $600.
The ones are expensive. Yeah, and so then, you know. No, they're not. I think they're very average. Mm. You know, maybe they're even considered cheap. I have no idea.
Do we know what sort of exotic like animals use for the boots? Is it just regular like cow leather or
probably
snake skin,
crocodile?
What's the exotic leather? I have no idea. Regular leather. If you get regular leather shoes, that's what?
Cow?
Yeah. It's cow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
As far as I know,
I think it's probably just a cow. I have no idea. I have no interest in owning anything snake skin.
It's all good. Probably much
Do you
pricier.
Own anything snakeskin?
Snakeskin? What would I own that's made of snakeskin?
I don't know, a wallet or a watch. The
no
band
chance.
On a watch can
no.
be snakeskin.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. No,
nope.
Not for me.
Belt.
Nope. What? A belt?
Belt.
I usually just get the...
They don't make snakeskin belts. They don't carry them at TJ Sillies.
Yeah, at TJ Maxx, I usually get the brown, black Nike trick for like $15.
The
bucks.
Reversible number?
Reversible. Yeah, so it's...
A lot of reversible
the
belts works. There.
Where it cracks after about a month of wearing it.
No, I've had this one for a couple years.
It's not the highest quality.
It works. Yeah. It's leather. It's cow leather cakes.
Mm-hmm. All right, don't forget, coming up at 7, we'll be joined by John Keim. He had Dan Quinn... Head coach of the Commanders on his podcast recently. We'll get into some of that audio that he had with Quinn next here on The Fan. We'll have John.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time on in just about 15 minutes. Commanders reporter for ESPN.com. He's got the John Keim podcast. We wanted to go through a little bit of the audio of his interview with Dan Quinn, head coach of the Commanders, who joined him recently. Valdez has the audio. Now, he's warning it's not the greatest level
of
audio.
There's some background noise. And so we had Mar transcribe some of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
But just listen intently. You'll be able to hear all this.
Okay, so here is John Keim with Commanders head coach Dan Quinn.
Do you say what you've seen like a Drake on film?
Can
Drake?
I
say? Yeah. What have you seen of him?
I think what you see is like ability to create and get outside on the run. If the protection breaks down, boom, he can create and go. So I thought that's one of his superpowers for sure.
How about Jaden?
I think the difference in it is obviously different, teams they played against, but man, they have had concepts and looks and different things that like Jaden has been able to like really process things quickly. And so he may not run as much as Drake does. I don't know what the numbers would suggest, but like, man, he has real decision-making process, like fast.
And playing the SEC, that's got to help in an evaluation process.
It does. And like, what else helps? Just playing experience. Like for anybody who's played quarterback, just having snaps, like thousands of snaps, that's a big deal, man, because they've seen this, they've made the mistakes. So like, you don't want to take somebody that doesn't have a lot of snaps. You want to have been in the fight, see the game. So good news for a lot of these quarterbacks, you're going to see a lot of snaps.
And I was going to ask you, because like one, Jaden has more than most.
Yeah.
So compared to, I keep going to those two, but like Drake, he doesn't have, but there's the high ceiling. So how do you?
Yeah, and he has about 2.5, of years, but like most things, what went really good, what needs work, and then how would we feature him into our offense? Any of the guys.
So, In a nutshell, if you weren't able to digest all of that, the first question that Keim posed to Quinn was, what do you like about Drake May on film?
Mm-hmm.
And his answer was his ability to create and get outside on the run if the protection breaks down. Mm-hmm. Then he asked the same question about Jaden Daniels. What do you like about him on film? The different teams he played against. Jaden can process things quickly, great decision-making, lots of playing experience under center.
He also, what I found interesting is he said he doesn't know what the number suggests, but he doesn't think Jaden runs as much as May.
Yeah, I heard that, and that kind of
you might be
stuck
right.
But
the stats may indicate otherwise, but mm-hmm. maybe like he's saying, well, Jaden stays in the pocket to try and throw the ball.
Right.
More than when Drake takes off to run. Like mm-hmm. like Drake could take off and run if his read's not there, but Jaden is willing to stay in the pocket before, like running is a second option to Jaden.
Right.
A lot of the data suggests the opposite.
Correct.
And I've seen analysts, it's just, as Jason's been saying, the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of analysts say that Jaden takes off too early.
Yeah.
Versus what Valdez is saying of hanging in the pocket.
No, I'm not saying that. I mean, Dan Quinn's saying that.
Yeah. That's what he's interpreting.
Quinn's
well,
saying
it certainly sounds like, for whatever it's worth, and I don't know if he's doing a smokescreen, he sounded more enthused about Jaden than he did Drake.
Right.
He
had a lot more compliments about Jaden.
He had about one or two things to say about Drake. Not to say he doesn't like him, but Jaden, he was just like,
yeah,
he couldn't stop talking.
Mm-hmm. He may be one of those guys
I think
who believes that down the road, Drake May might be the better candidate, but as one of those anonymous GMs or coaches said, he could also get you fired because he doesn't have the experience. So you got to work with him for a couple years, maybe even sit him for a year. And if you're a head coach, don't you want the guy who's more ready now with the experience?
I think
that's what Jaden has.
I mean, he basically played double the amount of college football that Drake May played.
Right. Now, did you see what Orlovsky...
Now, the first couple years, Jaden wasn't very good.
Did you see what Orlovsky had tweeted yesterday? He said, like, if there's one thing he doesn't like about him, and he likes him, but if there's one thing that he concerns him a little bit, and he had, like, a 3-minute clip
that
he went over and over and over of Jaden, it's when he was pressured, and then instead of just kind of hanging in there and making that last throw, he looked down, moved a little bit, and then he put his head back up, and then he did make the throw. He mm-hmm. did complete it.
Right.
But he said that split second where he looked down and ran, that's the thing he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Where he felt the pressure, and instead of just hanging in there, you're okay, just hang in there for another half second, he moved, put his head, eyes down, and then lost. But he still did complete the throw. So he said that, you know, was still a positive, but it's something that he had seen.
Now, not to muddy the waters too much, but did you guys hear any of the Chris Cooley taped interview with Kevin Sheehan?
No, you referenced it.
Where he broke down some of the film. Like, Cooley's notorious for, like, mm-hmm. being really good with the film, breaking mm-hmm. prospects down. He broke down some Jaden Daniels film. I think he watched 3 or 4 games of Jaden Daniels. And here's some of what he had to say about him on with Kevin Sheehan recently.
So I'm through my 3rd game, and I'm like, this dude is a freaking walking highlight tape. But you're just watching throws. You're just watching dropbacks or passing plays. And it's a highlight tape. It's insane. Jaden Daniels is incredible. He's a big, tall dude. I think 6'4", 210. So, and he's here like, oh.
Yeah. So he had him a walking much longer answer, tape. But that was, you know, yeah. that was the one that jumps out at you, that he was like, I think later he's like, I don't know how, I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, I don't know how you don't pick this guy at number 2. Like,
I think the consensus is Jaden Daniels has a higher floor right now.
Right.
Drake May could be boom or bust. I don't think people believe that Jaden Daniels is going to be a bust. There's very, you're not going to find really any analyst that believe Jaden's going to be a bust. Could he get hurt? Yes. But nobody believes he's going to be a flat out bust.
Well, do you consider Justin Fields a bust?
Kind of.
Well, Cooley was basically,
look, they seem look, similar to me. Fields is now a backup quarterback.
Right.
So
well, that's a bust.
In year 4, he's a backup quarterback.
Cooley was basically saying that Jaden Daniels could have the same impact on the Commanders' offense as C.J. Stroud had in Houston. He said he feels like he's that level ready. Mm.
Then you got to take him.
Well, if he is,
Chris is right, you got to take him.
If you think he can come in and basically help lead you to double-digit wins as a rookie and be playoff relevant, then that has to be the guy.
Now, I want to listen. We have John up next, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And John obviously works for ESPN as a colleague of Adam Schefter's. I mean, they don't work sort of in the same building or anything. Mm-hmm. Like, John covers this team and the league from here. But I want to hear his take on Adam's confidence that they're gonna just go ahead and buy your Jaden Daniels T-shirts now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what John, because John is saying.
I listened to the clip. I think Schefter was kind of joking.
Yeah.
It was.
I listened to it too.
Yeah.
It was kind of an afterthought thing. Yeah, but
it was kind of a fun way.
Like,
he wasn't guaranteeing
off.
It.
Yeah. But it's still, there's a reason why he's saying it. And what does John make of that? Because John's not a guy that goes out on a limb. John's only going to report what he knows or what someone's told him. I'm just curious on what his take is on what Adam has been saying.
9 days away. That's the bottom line. In 9 days, we're going to know.
Wasn't there?
And there's going to be a great reaction either way. I do think that right now the fan base prefers Jaden Daniels.
Well, he's the most exciting player in the draft. I don't care what anybody says. There's no doubt about it.
But if they take Drake May, that, you know, I think that fan base is going to be a little bit upset. But you're supposed to be trusting of Adam Peters, so you got to give him a shot.
I think Drake May is kind of boring, but I also think he's a safe pick. I think he'll be a good pro.
What if he knew 100%, and there is no knowing 100%, but you knew 100% he was going to give you Jordan Love results, but it was going to be year 3.
Who, Drake May?
Yeah.
It's too long to wait.
I don't want to wait 3 years.
But Jordan Love's results this year.
I know. He had 30
touchdowns. Especially the second half.
That's only 1
year,
though.
He was awful.
Jordan Love. Geno Smith had a great year 2 years ago.
Jordan Love, different. Geno Smith, a lot older. Jordan Love looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the league last year.
He looks like an ascending star in the league.
Okay, but he was terrible. He was terrible in the playoff loss.
I'm reserving judgment on Jordan
really
Love.
Really bad mistakes in that game.
Yeah. We all thought Jalen Hurts was
one of the best. He's still young. He can learn from that, but
Jalen had a kind of a down year.
I think you got to wait 3 years. That's too long to wait.
Well, then you
because
go
then
Jaden.
Your quarterback is already almost in his final year of his contract.
Right. Well, look, he just talked about experience. Dan Quinn, the head coach.
I would say you wait.
It would
a
take
year.
Till year 3 for Drake May to get to where Jaden Daniels is in terms of experience?
You got to get lucky. You got to maybe a year of kind of sitting back and watching things, but 3 years is tough. I
think 2.5 years of experience is not horrible for Drake. It's not like he had 1 year.
Well, I think one of those years, well, he was only a COVID year. He just doesn't have the reps, the snaps.
No, he started for 2 years.
He's a lot younger.
Well, Quinn said 2.5.
Well, he played his first year, but he only threw like 4 passes.
Didn't Jordan Love have a good game against Dallas?
But Dallas, yeah. San Francisco.
San Francisco game. Okay, gotcha.
He was playing well until he made two huge mistakes. Okay, cost him the game.
Gotcha. All right, when we come back, we will continue the Commanders talk with John Keim. He had Dan Quinn on his podcast recently. We'll get into that coming up at 7. And don't forget, we'll talk Caps with Tariq El-Bashir coming up at 9 a.m. right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.